It's the National Hour on the Real Kipper and Bourne Show. We are live on Sportsnet 650 in Vancouver, Sportsnet 960 in Calgary. This hour of Real Kipper and Bourne brought to you by Bet365. Nick Kiprios, Justin Bourne, Sammy McKee. In a few minutes, we'll welcome in Doug McLean. It is Friday. Former NHL president, GM, head coach. Did we have him on last week?
Yeah.
Oh, we did, yeah.
Yeah, he was great last week. All really right. Good.
He was like, was he maybe in Cincinnati last week?
Yeah. Not sure where he is. We'll find out soon.
Back in Canada.
And we'll find out whether or not he thinks there's a chance for the Leafs to extend this.
And the Jets.
We know that the Jets made it reality by extending their season on a Connor Hellebuyck 22-save shutout.
We were perilously close to the first Saturday night with no hockey. Whew. I mean, thank you, Jets.
Can I just...
God, it would have been so horrible to go for dinner and maybe see your loved one.
You don't have to watch the game.
Yeah, I do. I'm a sports fan.
Hit record on it, will you?
I can't recall this many Stanley Cup playoffs where the league didn't really care about Canada Saturday night or not.
Mm-hmm. But I don't feel like for us here, it's been a big negative to have the Leafs Friday, Sunday, and then Oilers or something on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Do you think about that? I don't really think about that.
Well, I'm not privileged to all the decisions and why, but clearly from the States to Canada, there's this prime window that attracts the most advertisement and top dollar. So as much as we all love watching the Oilers, in the part where it attracts the most money,
right,
it's not great for 9:30 Eastern. That's where all the money is. It's in the East at the end of the day.
Yeah. No,
so
it is.
I'll give you one now is if the last I heard, and this is not official and I don't know where it's at today, but a day and a half ago, 2 days ago, there was talk about if the Leafs extended the series to Sunday, it would be played at 3 p.m.
What are you talking about?
I'm telling you. Why?
Lose tonight.
Why is
American TV.
What's on that night?
They want the game on national TV in the U.S. in the afternoon.
Football
they don't
style.
Want it. They don't want it at 7:30 or 8 on a Sunday.
Wow.
Well, I don't believe that would happen.
I don't know. I don't know. I know it was talked about and it was floating around that there could be a 3 p.m. start on Sunday for the Toronto Maple Leafs if they extend their series tonight.
I actually love it. Change up the feel, change up the juju, have people coming a little earlier to the rink, have everybody's routine get mixed up a little bit.
No nap for the Cats. Less frustrated they had to pack.
Less time to think about it. But make them pack. Make them pack.
The first hour, if you missed it, that's the theme of the day.
So I'm looking at the NBA because there is a game 7 on Sunday, and it's Denver versus OKC. But that game's at 3:30. Mm-hmm. So it would be surprising to me if they want to go across. Now, anyways, worry about that.
I don't know.
Oh, no.
A guy that would know better on television deals and how they affect the league.
Oh, he's fresh off the course.
Would be our next guest. It ain't off the rails until this man officially comes on our show, Doug McLean. How'd it go? You golfed, obviously, today.
Yeah, you don't want to ask.
Okay, so...
I get invited to this prestigious golf club in Connecticut here, and I have to leave early so I can come for this show. So I didn't have time to even fix my hair for the show. So I wore this hat in for the Maple Leafs because they could be on the course as quick as I'm here.
You know, we just spent an hour on our Leaf Edition hour of our show
dissecting.
As long as there's a breath, there's life. So where do you have them on the chances of extending this tonight?
You know what? They're talented enough to do it, but you know, everybody's talking. Are they a team? You know, I was saying the other day, you know, somebody said, well, our group this, our group that. And I'm thinking that if I'm with a group, I go to a movie with a group, or I go and watch something with a group, but I don't play hockey as a group. You're a team. So they got to play like a team. And they were god awful the other night. It's like, I was so disappointed in how that game shook out. And not only that, it's been two in a row where they've been horrible. Let's not kid ourselves. And, you know, two in a row this time of year, it's hard to win series, you know?
Can I ask you?
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, go ahead.
It reminds me so much of when I was in Detroit. You know, we had Stevie Eiserman, who was a 50-goal scorer in the regular season. And in the playoffs, Stevie Y really, really struggled early in his career. And, like, people forget, Steve Eiserman won his first Stanley Cup in year 14 of his career. Year 14 of his career, he won his first Stanley Cup. That's hard to believe, isn't it?
It is.
And I think of Matthews and Marner, and I think back to Stevie Y. He, you know, we lost to Toronto in game 7. He really struggled in that series. Borchesky, you guys will recall, maybe scored the winning goal in that series in game 7 against us in Detroit. We had a really good team. We're up 2-0 in that series and blew it. The next year we lost to San Jose. And all of a sudden, Lidstrom becomes a real player. And the Russian Five become real players with Larionov and Konstantinov and all the group there, Kozlov. And all of a sudden, Stevie Y becomes the greatest captain in the history, one of the greatest captains in the history of the game, when he was surrounded by a lot better team.
So what you're telling, Leaf fans is, you know, hang in there for another 6 years.
I'm not, you know what, maybe this will be the last time I ever address the Leaf fans, you know? Look, I'm not telling you to hang in for 6 years. They could win tonight. I just, you know what? I was saying they were finally had their bottom six was better. They were tougher. They play a better game. Their blue line was better. Their goaltending's the best that it's been forever. And then I watched the last two games and I said, how wrong could I be? They were horrible the last two games. And I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know. Look, if this ends tonight, it's going to get really ugly as to how to rebuild this team.
We've said it forever.
How do you build a team with four guys making that kind of money?
I just want to go back just to that game 5 for a second here, okay? You've been a coach. You've been a general manager. You've been a president. If you would have watched that early and say, you know, you're upstairs, at any point in game 5, would you have come down to the dressing room either during the game or after the game and address it, Mac? Would you have tried to find out answers to why on a home night when you've been kind of prepped for this the past 8 years, you would come out like that?
Do you remember, and I thought of this the other night during the game, do you remember a year ago that Paul Maurice called the timeout and went absolutely ballistic on his team on the bench?
That was, I think, 2 years ago.
Yeah, that was regular season.
At the end of the regular season.
The year they lost the final.
It turned them around.
Yeah.
It turned them around. They became a different team. And I have to give Paul credit for that. And that was a drastic move, because there's times you do that, you can lose your team as well. You know, you can lose your team if you blow the game or you don't win. And guys are looking, who's this crazy guy on the bench? But this group needs, I thought Berube this year was giving them a jolt. And I think he has. And I think he's done a good job. I really do. But they just don't get it. They can't get it to the next gear. Now, I hope I'm so wrong and they win tonight and bring it back for a game 7. But I'm having a hard time having faith in them. I really am.
Mac, do you put any stock in, you know, we've talked about Austin Matthews' injuries, whether he has a significant back injury or, this recurring wrist thing. Do you put any stock in that for maybe why he's not producing as much?
How can he have a hand injury or whatever they say and take every face off?
tough.
If you have a hand injury or a wrist injury or a thumb injury, you're not taking face-offs. Am I wrong in that?
I guess it depends on the severity.
And dominating.
And he's taken every face-off.
Yeah.
You know? So there's got to be something wrong with him because he's too good a player to be playing like this. But I'm telling you, his game reminds me so much of Stevie Wise. It's scary.
Really?
It's scary. It really does. And I mean, 50 goals in the regular season for Stevie, and he put so much pressure on himself that he couldn't perform. And then, as I said, as the team got better, Stevie Y became one of the great leaders of the game. But I'm telling you, I remember sitting in the stands with him during that Leafs series, and he was struggling big time, mentally struggling, because he wanted to do it so badly, mm-hmm. and he wasn't getting it done. So, and Marner, I don't get Marner. Marner's been so good for me all year. He makes so many great plays. He turns the puck over, and not another player in sight to help him out. Like, where were the other guys up? Were they on the forecheck, or where were they? Were they going for the bomb or what? How the hell is he the only guy left in the neutral zone?
It just seems like Florida's a team that, you know, from one end to the other, just have so many different ways that they can beat you or get through you.
I mean, 17 different guys have scored for them. What's that tell you? That tells you they're a team, not a group. They're a team. 17 guys score for them. And how many hits has Tanev taken? 75 hits?
More.
What's that tell you?
Yeah, he's getting absolutely pounded.
He's getting pounded. He's getting, and do you not think that's part of the game plan? To pound the living snot out of him? I mean, the guy must be so beat up, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, and, you know, they also target the Nylanders
and
Marner's and the Matthews. They target them.
It's the playoffs. That's what you're supposed to do. You know? You're supposed to. I remember having a team meeting before we played the Pittsburgh Penguins, and I've told you this, guys. When I said in the team meeting, guys, night before the game one, I want Mario and Yager and all these superstars to hate hockey when this series is over. And guess what? They hated hockey when that series was over. It was ugly and vicious. And, you know, Mario, I mean, he was exhausted. Him and Yager were exhausted at the end of that. And Zuboff and all these superstars. It was unbelievable how we punished them. It really was. I don't know. But the Leafs can't seem to get to that level. And that, I don't understand it, because they're a talented group.
It's so funny, too.
I don't get it.
You know, we spend so much time talking about the Leafs, and they have all this high-end talent. And then you watch the other Eastern Conference team, Carolina, who doesn't have a top five guy, top 10 guy, whatever. They just go to conference finals. That's all they do. No big deal.
And do you see how their puck pursuit?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see how hard these guys pursue the puck?
Martin, and how Stahl, hard those guys get after it.
And how they forecheck, and how focused they are at faceoffs, and how they're jumping off faceoffs. Even when they lose the draw, they're giving it that extra push to win the battle, to get control of the puck. And they're well coached, extremely well coached, in my opinion. And they never win it because their goalie always lets them down before the end of it.
Right.
So let's see if that happens. But I watched Vegas the other day. And I'll tell you what, somebody said to me, what happens when you lose your generator? And I said, well, your lights go out. And they said, that's exactly what happened in Vegas. The lights went out. You know why? They lost their generator. You know who their generator was? Who their Conn Smythe winner was?
Marcus,
when they won a cup? Yeah, and he's in Nashville. And they lost their generator. They lost the guy that was the guy, was the juice. And they lost him. And all of a sudden, these other stars they got never got a sniff. Do you see how many guys didn't score for Vegas? That's what's going on with the Leafs. They need a generator because they don't have one right now that I see. They don't even have one to lose. Because nobody's generating.
A pretty good one in Alberta that many people didn't see is doing a lot of generating in Evander Kane.
Yeah, it's almost like Corey Perry, isn't it? Every playoff, we hear about Evander Kane. Remember when he's in San Jose playing Vegas? We heard about him every game. He was, whether he was gambling or whether he was, whatever he was doing, we heard about him every game. So, I mean, they live for playoff hockey. I mean, look at Skinner, like bounces back with two shutouts after being ridiculed by everybody in the hockey world. And the guy comes back. And you know what? I got to tell you, I look at the group. And you mentioned Kane, I mean, Brown, Arvidsson. I mean, these guys are, you know, Kapanen gets an overtime winner. I'm thinking, what are they doing with Kapanen on their team, for God's sake? And he gets the winner. And I mean, it comes back to McDavid and Draisaitl. They're the engines, you know, they're the guys. So I like it. I mean, I got to give them full credit.
So the other team... Yeah,
the Leafs can't lose, boys. They can't lose tonight. If they lose tonight, this is going to be ugly.
What's going to happen?
Okay, no, I okay.
Don't.
All right,
it's
no,
gonna
no.
Be, I don't know
before
what's
you
gonna
answer
happen,
that,
it's gonna be really ugly.
I got a question for you around that, okay? You've been a president in the National Hockey League. Brendan Shanahan's the president.
Now I'm a golfer.
Now you're a golfer. But what... What kind of night would it feel like for Brendan Shanahan tonight going into a very critical game?
It would remind me when you run into a bear in the woods and what happens to your pants. They become full of something. You know, he'd be on the verge of seeing a bear and trying to run away, but he couldn't run away fast enough because his pants were full of something.
Oh, boy.
So, it would be tense. It would be nerve-wracking. And, you know, Brendan believes in this team. You know, he's believed in this group. He believes in this team. And he will be bitterly disappointed, as will Leaf Nation. That's why, I'm going to say this. It wouldn't surprise me if they win tonight. It wouldn't surprise me. And it wouldn't surprise me if they lose game seven. You know, I mean, I don't know.
That's like all borderline consensus at this point about what's going to happen. Just to make sure we touch on them while we have you, the Winnipeg Jets with a monster win last night, 4-0. Jamie Benn punched Scheifele in the face and got fined for it. But otherwise, we got a shutout from Hellebuck. Top guys played well. Can the Jets work their way back here?
If a franchise needs another round, it's the Winnipeg Jets.
Yeah.
Look, they're a franchise that's, you know, I mean, small building, tough market. They and a great regular season. They really need it. I don't see them beating. I don't see them beating Dallas. I just don't.
So hold
I think
on,
Dallas
hold on.
Is too good, and they dominated the game.
Well, is it based? You feeling this way? Is it just simply based in like they've lost any confidence on the road, and Connor Hellebuck cannot win on the road? Is that it? Because they're like the Leafs. You still got an opportunity. You got one opportunity. You win. Yeah. You win the road game, and you should win it back home in game seven. The way I see it,
Hellebuck is good enough. Hellebuck's good enough to win them a game. He's good. Hellebuck, based on what we've seen, his body of work, excluding the playoffs, he's good enough to win them the game. He did it all season.
But can he do it on a road game?
I don't see them winning, but he's the him and Kyle Connor are their hope. Kyle Connor scores a couple of goals, and he gets, you know, he stands on his head. They've got a chance. Other than that, I don't see them winning. But I've been wrong. I'm glad you guys don't run tape checks on this show, because I've been wrong a lot, you know. I've been so wrong, I wouldn't have me back next year.
You wish. You're coming back like it or not, pal.
Nice try. You don't know it, but you got a lifetime contract on our show.
Yeah. So
as we're racing from the golf course, and we're with our friends there, and I'm saying, we got to get there. He's like, you must do really well off the show, Doug. You're up basket gate. And Jill just looked at me and shook her head. You tell Kyprios. I said, I'm not saying anything, honey. I'm happy just to get the airtime. It's good for book sales. You know?
There it is. The ultimate reason why.
Ask her, where'd you play today, Doug?
Go.
Where were you?
I played at Ridgeway Golf Course in Danbury, Connecticut. And tomorrow we're heading to Martha's Vineyard for a couple of days and spend some time in the vineyard. Our ferry, I think, is at noon to take us to the vineyard. So we're going to go over and spend a couple of days there and then head to PEI on Tuesday.
Home of the Danbury Trashers.
Yes, actually it is.
Matt,
it is.
In terms of where we are at this point, is there anything, is there any team more impressive right now from top to bottom than the Edmonton Oilers for you? I mean, they're doing this without Ekholm.
No, they've been real impressive. And look, what about Pickard? Moncton kid. Look at how he comes off the bench and wins, what, 4-6 or whatever in a row? I mean, really, what a story. He might be the story of the playoffs because they were done. L.A. had them on the ropes, and they were done. What about Kenny Holland now? Leaves. They couldn't wait to get rid of him in Edmonton. And, you know, with the greatest record of all, maybe one of the great general manager records other than Sam Pollock. And now he goes to L.A. because he really wants to beat Edmonton. You know, I had a great, by the way, I have to say hello to a great friend, a lifelong friend, Jim Devolano. I talked to him the other day.
Jimmy, and,
I talked to Jimmy D for 45 minutes. He loves the show every Friday. He said it's a real hockey show. And when a guy like Jim Devolano tells you it's a real hockey, well, no, I should correct that. He didn't say it's a real hockey show. He said it's a real segment.
We do 20 good minutes a week.
It really came down to him.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is he doesn't watch Monday through Thursday.
I'm telling you, Jim. No, Jimmy loves the show. So anyway, I want to say hello to him. And then, anyway, so I've had a anyway, it's good.
How much do you think the league should be involved in stuff like Jamie Benn getting fined for a punch to Scheifele last game, or, you know, it feels like every play there's some crowd call for fines and suspensions. Feels like people are taking it off ice an awful lot.
And you should speak of this.
It's a war out there. It's the playoffs. They shouldn't just have the league just relax and just watch the games, you know?
You were the worst. You know, Coley tells me you were one of the worst for calls to the league.
Oh, I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, you should be embarrassed.
I think back on my career, and I think I really feel terrible. Every referee that wrote a damn book, I'm at least two pages in every book. You know what a jerk I was, and I feel terrible about it. I do, but anyway.
But it speaks of trying to get a competitive edge.
It speaks of I wanted to win, and it was, hey, listen. I think back to Columbus, and I'm still sour about it. You know, I'm still sour about it. The cards we were dealt in Columbus, it was a joke compared to what Seattle, Vegas, and even Nashville. Nashville came in by themselves. We come in with Minnesota at the same time. It was a joke anyway. And now I see. Anyway,
tell us how you really feel.
That's not an excuse. That's not an excuse. Anyway. I was dumb. I was really dumb, to say the least. It was ugly. I used to go by, I told you about the guy that used to be the attendant for the referees in Columbus. And I had a deal with him. If I was mad after a game, we lost in the referees, he'd hold the door open for me so I could walk by and yell at them. He'd keep the door open. He was a guy that used to bring them beer after the game and towels. And I'd say, well, because you got $10,000 fine if you went to the door. So he'd see me come and I'd give him the thumbs up, open the door. He'd keep it open until I was finished yelling as I was walking by. It was bad.
Would you have any suggestions to like change the system or find different ways to
I think we all just need to be accepting that it's all sorted out on the ice by and large, right?
Unless I think Brandon should go down and yell, have the door open and yell at the referees before the game, you know, him and Tree Living. But anyway, look, they got to win tonight because, like I said, there's no way around it. We'll see. We'll see what they're made of tonight. We will see what the Leafs are made of tonight. We really will.
You believe in Joseph Woll?
I'm hoping. I feel for Joseph Woll. I do. He held them in the game before. Yeah. I didn't think he was great the other night, but I mean, they come in waves and they're pounding away. It's tough. It's tough to play goal. Look, losing Stolarz was a tough break too. Let's not kid ourselves, but no excuses. They should have won this series. Yeah. Up 2-0. They should have won this series.
You know, Mac, if the Florida Panthers do get by the Leafs tonight, are we going to start talking about this team being a special team, the Florida Panthers, and some future Hall of Famers on this team?
Yeah, you're going to, because Barkov is going to end up being a Hall of Famer. And Bobrovsky's been unbelievable. And I'll tell you and he wasn't very good, guys, the first two games. I said on after two games, if Bobrovsky doesn't turn this around, it's going to be a short series for the Leafs. And guess what? He turned it around big time. But you know the guys that I'm impressed with? Obviously Tkachuk, but what about Reinhardt? What about the way Reinhardt and Bennett have become heart and soul guys? If some of the Leafs played as hard as Reinhardt and Benning and these guys play, you know, they'd be a different team, but they just can't seem to get it up to that playing on the edge. They just can't seem to get it there. It's frustrating as hell to watch.
Well, one more crack at it tonight. Are you going to go back to the course and play the rest of your game, or is Jill got you locked in?
You know, we're just going to order pizza and I'm going to pout about not being able to play the 18 holes. And that's, but you know what? I make a commitment and it's like the Leafs have to do tonight. They have to be like me. They have to make a commitment that they're going to, you know, show up, do the job, you know, entertain the fans. That's what they've got to do tonight. They've got to do a Doug McClain segment.
That's
tonight.
What you do every week.
Hey,
bring it.
I just got a note from Titleist. They want you to take their hat off.
You owe the money for the appearance.
They were doing so well this weekend at the PGA.
Sales are plummeting.
And now they saw you at the endorsement, and they're not very happy. Hey.
Listen, a buddy of mine gave me I played this $1 million course in Florida, you know, on Indian Creek where Brady and all those guys live. And my buddy that is a member there gives me a bag of balls when I'm leaving. He said, I don't use these anymore. I was so damn excited to get 35 free Titleist. Use Titleist, but, you know, he doesn't like Titleist anymore. So he gave me his Titleist balls. I'm thinking, what a gift this is.
You're sponsored.
Oh, my God.
You're a true pro.
So then I pull out a Titleist ball, going to play it, and I look at it. It's a Pro V, and it's got it on the other side. It's got Drunk Paul written on it. Drunk Paul. So they're custom made balls for Paul, for some drunk Paul.
Drunk. Well, listen, try
this. I really enjoyed this show when I'm on. And I really, you know, I hope the Leafs can win it so we can keep. If the Leafs lose tonight, am I done for the year?
No. We're taking your right through
the distance.
Right through free agency end of July. All right, man. Enjoy the game. Thanks for doing this.
Hey,
Doug McClain,
yeah,
off the rails.
Thanks for having me on, guys. I really appreciate it.
Okay, hang
thanks,
up
man.
Now. Drunk Paul.
Thanks a lot for having me on.
Let's welcome in Drunk Paul.
Let's see if we can get him to replace Mac.
Oh, my God. So? You didn't even bring up the Tockett thing. How did he not bring that up? Remember? Middle of the year, he was like, I cannot believe.
Oh. Hey, bring him back
Mac,
on.
Mac,
bring
Mac,
him back
Mac,
on.
Mac.
Bring him back on.
Hang in there, Mac.
Yeah. Hey.
What?
Hey.
What?
You're like the guy that, you know, stopped breathing and we put paddles on you and now you're back to life.
He's back.
Hey, we can't end the segment without talking about you, 3 months ago, telling us Tockett's going to Philly.
I'm an insider. You think Elliot Friedman's the only insider in the game? Like, seriously. Yeah, I knew it. I knew it. I called it. It's one of the few calls I've got right, but get a tape of that and run it every once in a while when you're doing promos for this show. McClain called it.
Based on your information and your sources, should Vancouver file tampering charges? What do you think? You think it's a good fit? It's the only fit? It was the one that was there all along?
It was there. It's a natural for me. I really want to see Rick Tocchet do something. Look, he had a bad team in Tampa. It didn't turn out very well. He didn't have a great team, obviously, in Arizona. He makes the playoffs 1 year in Vancouver, and then they're out the next year. I mean, with everybody after him, I'd like to see him really do something, you know?
Okay, we're going to, I want the ending of Ferris Bueller's Day Off where, he's going, you're still here? It's over. Go home. Go home.
I'm out. Look, we're ordering pizza, and I'm going to go down and have a beer and try to relax. The stress of this show is driving me right around the bend. I got to come up with great information every week. I'm done. I'm tired.
All right.
I gotta take a break.
See you later.
You're free.
Yeah, go away, because the good news is we should
take care, guys.
You don't get to double invoice us, because you came back.
Okay.
All right. Doug McClain, finally gone.
I have to say, you throwing to him. And him still cheating there.
How long is it? That's one
of the funniest moments I've ever seen on this show.
I'm going to tell you what it is. He doesn't leave because he thinks we're going to still talk about him after. Yeah. So he's trying to listen in.
I suggested replacing him with the drunk guy. So,
Drunk Paul.
Drunk Paul.
Can we find you, Drunk Paul?
God, that was so funny. Game time.
Do we have enough energy?
It's game time. Presented by Bet365. Visit the app for latest odds and find out why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Must be 19 plus, Ontario only. Please play responsibly. All right. One game tonight, 8 p.m., Sunrise, Florida, and your Toronto Maple Leafs are prohibitive underdogs.
Mm.
They are plus 195 tonight. Plus 195. The Florida Panthers are minus 240.
Do they have a puck line? Can I get Leafs plus a goal and a half?
Leafs plus goal and a half is minus 135.
I'd consider that bet.
Okay.
Because if you think it's going OT or it's going to be close.
I'm looking quickly at goal scoring here as I quickly pull this up. You got to think at some point here, fellas, that Austin Matthews is going to score a goal. Am I allowed to say that or no?
I don't know.
No?
Yeah, you are allowed.
Give me tonight a Austin Matthews goal against the Florida Panthers. Plus 180. Austin Matthews breaks his playoff streak against the Florida Panthers of what is it now? 10 games?
10 games.
No, 11 games. No, this is the 11th game he's played against the Panthers.
Got to be a power play goal.
Okay, whatever it is. Okay. Still counts as a goal. Anytime goal scorer, Austin Matthews tonight against the Florida Panthers. Looking ahead quickly, just wanted to look at the golf because just a full disclosure, everybody, that we have the PGA Championship on inside our studio. Scottie Scheffler, who is minus three. The leaders are at minus eight, which is Jonathan Vegas. Scottie Scheffler is the favorite at plus 400. Bryson DeChambeau, the second at plus 650. And some really good value on Vegas. If you think he's going to be able to pull this off, which I don't know if he will be able to, but plus 1,200 for the guy who's leading the tournament by two. So there you go. Could be a really good sports weekend. We got this. We got the game seven in the NBA, Jets, all the stuff that's going on. Preakness Stakes. So ready to rock. And that was Game Time presented by Bet365. Visit the app for latest odds and find out why it's ever ordinary at Bet365. Must be 19 plus, Ontario only. Please play responsibly.
All right, great job, Sammy.
Thanks,
we're going to do a couple texts. Text us at 590-590 you can squeeze a few out.
Can I ask you a journalistic question here, a producing question? We still have a few Leaf line callers.
Yeah.
And I know it's our national hour, and I know...
Yeah, but we'll let a couple come by.
They're the only show in town tonight.
The only show in...
It's on Sportsnet.
Yeah.
It's the hockey game of record tonight.
Okay. We're going to play a couple Leaf line callers when we come back.
Okay, but I did want to plan on having an Ovechkin conversation with you guys.
Okay.
After the break.
We can do
because
that.
Washington was eliminated.
Think he's going to retire?
Ovi's like 40 years old. I think he's got another year on his deal. He's already got the record. What's left? Is it time for Ovi to move on?
From hockey or to the KHL?
That and more
when we return.
Sorry, Leaf Line. Real Kipper and Bourne.
The best Blue Jays show out there, period. Blair and Barker. Be sure to subscribe and download the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As a reminder, this hour of Real Kipper and Bourne brought to you by Bet365. Nick Kiprios, Justin Bourne, Sammy McKee. We bring it home on this Friday evening.
I just saw a stat. The Toronto Maple Leafs, who play tonight, have not lost four games in a row the entirety of the 2024-2025.
Ooh. Now, did they play the Florida Panthers 82 games or no?
They did not, unfortunately.
Are bets changing as we speak based on this information Sammy's bringing?
I sure hope not. Be better with your money than that.
I mean, it's not nothing.
It's not something.
Okay.
Okay.
Going to break. Wanted to talk to you guys about Alexander Ovechkin and the buildup that that went throughout the regular season. Will he do it? Will he not do it? Break Wayne Gretzky's record? He did it. I don't know if maybe that had something to do with maybe energy falling off a little bit for them, or maybe it did, maybe it didn't. I don't know where the whole thing fits in. But moving forward with the record already in place now, mm-hmm. and Ovechkin turning 40 or is 40? Sammy?
I don't think he's 40 yet.
He's turning 40.
He is going to turn 40 years old on September 17th, fellas.
He is signed through 25-26 at another $9.5 million hit. How long? Listen, he did not look good in the playoffs.
How much?
He looked good against the crappy Habs, but not against Carolina.
No.
How much do you think he could make in a season in the KHL?
I don't think money's a factor here, to be honest with you. So I think he goes home if he wants to go home, because that's where his family is. That's where his heart is. We've known that for a long time. Mm-hmm. Do you want to do it later? Do you want to still think you can be part of a Stanley Cup in Washington? I think there's times when he really looks his age. And is that a spot better for a younger player that can move forward with some of the young players in Washington?
You see a world where he comes back in like January or something, just like gets a whole bunch of rest and tries to take another run at it?
Because he is who he is, it's just, he's got to be so good in his game for him to come back and then create all that attention. And the one thing that I was really worried about this season going in is whether it was going to turn the Washington Capitals into the Ovechkin Capitals.
Yeah.
And to Carberry's credit and the rest of the coaching staff and the players, they found a way to get him or help him, you know, cross the finish line with the record and not lose the focus of team and having a great season, which they did. They had an amazing season. Disappointing second round, but an amazing season on a historic moment.
Way better than any of us thought they'd be this
year. For sure.
Not me. I thought they couldn't do both.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't have a great team season and get this guy the record at the same time. One was going to overwhelm the other, and it didn't, to their credit, but I don't know. Maybe it caught up to them at the end.
So let me ask you something, because I think it does put the Caps in a bit of an awkward spot. Let's say he comes back. He's not good. The puck's not going in at the same rate. He's a 20-goal guy next year, and that's the only thing he's doing. Like, let's say it's not pretty. You don't want to have to put your superstar Hall of Famer on the third line. You don't want to
hide him.
You don't want to make it awkward sort of thing. Why are we having this conversation? Have you heard something?
I have not.
This is just pure.
No, this is. Well, you guys always look at me like I got something cooking.
Kipper, well, you spend, it's a weird day to be like.
You spend
but
4 hours.
You did just
you spend 4 hours a day on the phone with yeah. undisclosed people. I think
like,
sometimes.
What if he went back to Russia?
Sometimes I think you know things.
I just want to get your opinion on if.
He's checked every career box in North America.
Like what's left?
Cup.
What is left?
All-time goal.
The only thing left is he thinks he can win another Stanley Cup next year. That's why he's back to fulfill his contract and say, I can still be a part of it, but can he be as a number one guy and still find a way to score 30 goals again? What did he finish with this year?
44.
Like that's still
65 games, boys.
Yeah. It's a great number. He's right.
3 goals away from 900.
Yeah, that's a thing too, maybe.
Is he motivated on that?
900. I don't know. But I've thought it myself that it's like, okay, he's kind of checked every box. Will he just want to be in Russia? Like, he's got a lot of family and all that. I don't know. That'll be something to keep an eye on.
Okay, that's it.
Okay. Did you guys want to talk about, we mentioned it a little bit with Doug, but we didn't talk about it. Ben. Greasing Shifley. Anything to say?
I think it's a bad play and he's a cheap guy. I shouldn't say cheap guy, but he throws some cheap shots.
Okay.
But fine.
Let me start by asking you this. Was that a sucker punch or not?
I mean, Shifley is aware that he's mad at him.
He's looking at him. You're like
bomb of a punch.
Yeah. He lands that baby.
But a sucker punch to me is one you
don't know is coming.
Don't know it's coming. You're facing him. You're arguing with him. You're in a heated battle with him, and he snuck one in on you.
All right, it's a fine though. I'm fine with a fine. I don't care.
I told you. I pay it on the spot.
That's actually.
Let me punch this guy, and here's your $5,000.
Pete DeBoer actually had the comments that I think Jamie can afford it. You know, he's not too stressed out about the fine. It's a non-thing more than anything.
Yeah.
We had a friend visiting from Long Island, one of my wife's girlfriends, a couple of weeks ago, and she was watching Jamie Benn had just, like, suckered someone on whoever they played in the opening round. I can't remember anything. Colorado. And they showed his, like, career highlight reel of violent plays. Remember the was it on Mark Stone where he cross-checks his head into
Mark
the ice?
Mark Stone and didn't he do something to Zach Hyman,
either
too?
Either way, we watched this, like, reel of this guy, and she was shocked that he is allowed to continue to play the sport. She was like, he needs therapy. He needs, like, she couldn't believe what hockey was. You know, she just was appalled, and I had never thought about it in that way as a hockey guy. I was like, everyone loves that. He's nasty. That's a plus.
This is like the first time she's been exposed to hockey?
I guess,
like,
just a reel of one person being intentionally violent. That one was assault. You think about the one against Vegas.
She should watch HGTV. There's no violence, just the hammer hitting a nail. Yeah. That's it.
I actually, there's a show on that channel I used to love where they would, like, go.
The NHL? I think it used to be on the Outdoor Life Network.
There was House Hunters International. And they would, like, these two people would go off to a different part of the world. And they
buy
would, like,
a house
and
they
would
island.
Go, like, to, like, three different houses. And then they're like, real estate agent would be like, which one do you want to pick? And they would do it, and they would pick, it'd be great. And then it would just start another episode right away. Boy, I spent a lot of time.
Watching that. Living in Toronto watching that.
Sammy,
it'd be like, four-bedroom house on an island for $100,000.
If the Leafs lose tonight, I can get you on that show.
I'll send Mitch Marner on to House Hunters International if they lose tonight.
He'll have some real estate to look at around the globe.
Other quick note. Ekholm will not play for the first two games of the West Final, according to Chris Knott.
But they're getting it pretty dialed into days now.
He's getting close.
Yeah.
All right, what do you want to do with a couple of comments here, Sammy?
Well,
do we want text or do we want calls?
I mean, it is the Leafs are the only show in town. We haven't exposed our national audience to this before, so they're about to.
Okay.
So I can't really remember all these ones, so that's always a good place to start.
Yeah, anything for the Leafs.
Let's go to Mark in Etobicoke.
I saw Sammy's Instagram post asking if we had any hope left. Short answer is I think that I do, but I found this really great quote that I think sums up our feelings nicely. It's from a poet called Friedrich Schiller, and it reads, "Hope is the worst of all evils because it prolongs the torment of men." It's a quote that reminds us that hope can sometimes lead to prolonged disappointment, which it seems like is about 9 years in the making. But having said that, I think I'll feel hopeful till about 4 o'clock, maybe 5 o'clock today. Still a bit of hope left, boys. Have a great show. Go Leafs, go.
Boy, that is some Shakespearean twist on hope is what kills you or whatever the Ted Lasso version is. That's bleak.
Dark. Welcome to the Leafs Line, national audience.
Tune into the first hour for more of the same.
I had a friend quote a Tom Cruise line from Cocktail.
Okay, which was actually filmed at the Don Jail.
Everything ends badly, otherwise it wouldn't end.
Jeez. let's go to Max from Toronto.
Hey, boys, you don't win a game 7 without losing at least 3. You know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me, I don't know, a dozen times, and
listen,
I'm just a glutton for punishment. Go Leafs, go. They're going to take game 6 tonight. They're bringing it home to Toronto for game 7. They are absolutely going to take it to the Cats. Berube said, we're going to be better. Well, I mean, yeah, I don't think you boys could be worse. That was atrocious. We got to flush it, but at the same time, be motivated not to get embarrassed and poop our pants again there. Go Leafs, go. Let's take this thing in Florida tonight and bring it home to Toronto for game 7. Let's go, boys.
You just hate a Leafs fan saying, I don't think you could be worse.
It can always be worse.
Yeah, buddy, you think you hit rock bottom. They got a backhoe.
This is the worst day of your life. Worst day of your life. Yeah.
The first day of your life so far.
So far, that's what it is. Thank you. I screwed up the line. Let's go to Sarah from Wyoming.
Hi, Sammy. Hi, Kipper. Hi, Borny. Fellow mud boy here, except yes. I'm a girl, and the Leafs consume my ever-loving thought, except I don't get paid for it like you guys do. But calling all the way from Wyoming, USA, I'm born and raised in the Toronto area and have been tortured by this hockey team for my entire life. My dad apologizes for bringing me into this world every April and May, but I have a good feeling. I think we're going to play the Florida Demon tonight, drag them back to Toronto for a game 7, go to overtime, and finally win a game 7 overtime.
Wow.
So that's my prediction. Thanks so much. Go Leafs, go.
She's got the script.
Make them pack.
I hear Wyoming is fantastic.
Yes. Awesome.
I've never been, but I've heard it's a great place to some golf, too.
Gosh,
that's what
are
I've
you
heard.
Kidding me? With that backdrop?
And she's heard. Consumed by Leaf thoughts. That's a cruel injustice. We deserve that.
All right, let's just get Michelle and Barry.
As a lifelong devotee of the Toronto Maple Leafs, over 5 decades and counting, my passion for the team runs deep. While I found myself disheartened by the lackluster effort in their most recent performance, I watched until the final whistle, searching for even the faintest glimmer of momentum that might carry forward in tonight's crucial game. Each season, I begin with a sense of renewed faith that this could be the year, that the potential we have glimpsed will finally be realized. My hope tonight is simple, yet fundamental, that the Leafs return to playing their own game rather than getting drawn into Florida's style of play. Success will come by crashing the net, pouncing on second chance opportunities, and critically maintaining discipline by staying out of the penalty box.
Yes, Michelle.
Perhaps the Panthers, emboldened by recent victories, will come in overconfident. If so, it's an opportunity the Leafs must seize. I've never been one to boo my team. My support is unwavering, but I am, as those close to me often remind me, emotionally invested to an intense degree during all of the games. Tonight, as always, go Leafs, go.
There you go, Sammy.
And was she being deputized?
You can't ask for anything more.
Let's call Michelle.
Thank you for listening to my prepared statement. I'll have no further answers or questions to be taken.
It is the only show going on Sportsnet coast to coast. The Toronto Maple Leafs, the Florida Panthers, game 6, 8 p.m. Eastern, Sportsnet and the CBC. Enjoy it. It's been a good week. I need the weekend to recuperate.
Good.
Hey, big shout out to my cousin Nick, who's at Jacob's Steakhouse watching us. Give him a little wave.
Is it Nicholas?
Nico.
Can I have a bite of your steak, Nico?
All right. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll find out if there's another one on Sunday. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. You get a chance, give us a rating and review. We'd love to hear from you. Have a great weekend, everybody.